Tisha James, David, who went after the $175 million bond that he put up, arguing that, well, it might not be worth $175 million, educating us all that she has no understanding whatsoever of how finance works in this world. It's in a money market, which means that $175 million is worth more every day, not less. That's how uneducated she was last week, right? These are the ongoing attacks on Donald Trump. He puts up $175 million in a bond, and they want to challenge it. That, of course, after the $354 million outrageous bond that they are asking for to begin with. But he has answered the bell every time. I don't know that there's anybody else that we've witnessed in American history, not in my lifetime anyway, that could get up and face this kind of daunting challenge and attack relentlessly every single day, right?
Yeah, I think a bigger question is, how is Fannie Willis and Letitia James and Alvin Bragg all worth $5, $10, $15 million? Trump's walking over to the press right now. I'm going to try to get a question in here. He's engaging the press, and I'm going to try to get in something right here, Steve, if you could just bear with me for a minute.
Bear with us as we wait for Donald Trump to make his way down the line here. As you can tell, he's taking some questions here. Hopefully, he'll take some questions from David's here, admiring New York City in general. Up early to meet people. He has to campaign on the fringes because he's in court 4 days out of five each week. And that's very difficult. Able to hear him a little bit more now. We'll see if the president will make his way down the line here. He's, again, campaigning on the fringes when he can. Here he comes. Maybe we'll get a little bit closer, a little bit better sound now.
Well, we have a big case today. The judges are allowing me to go. We have a big case today. The Supreme Court is...
The crowd here is going wild for Trump. He's just walking across the street here to interact with the construction workers again. So hopefully he'll come back over here and take some more questions.
I think it's a very telling moment here, David, just the way this crowd reacts to this man when he is in public. I've seen several rallies, if you want to call them that, for Joe Biden recently. He didn't have 20 people in the room. Donald Trump stops by a construction site at 6:30 in the morning, and they pack the streets for him and scream USA and four more years and everything else, David. He is a popular figure among the working class in America and in New York City. That has been true since 2015, but I think this year it might be more true when you look at the problems with the economy, the open borders that are threatening jobs in America and our safety and law and order. And people know, look, people in America have a general sense of fairness, and they do not believe that this man has been treated fairly in the courts or by the media, being at NBC or Facebook or ABC or CNN or any of them. They do not feel he's been treated fairly, not been given a fair shake. He's been pushed through impeachment twice, even when he wasn't president. It's a ridiculous assault on him from every direction every day. David, go ahead and give us your thoughts on this as we see him. Looks like he's probably got to wrap up and get headed to court. Give me your thoughts.
Well, Biden walks into the Wawa or the Sheetz gas stations in Pennsylvania, and nobody even acknowledges him, and it's scripted, and it's orchestrated, and they have to tell the guy behind the counter how to make a sandwich for him, and he's going to hand it off to him at this point in time and all that. And as you saw in Chick-fil-A with Trump, and you see on the streets here and his interaction, it's not really scripted. He just goes up and down. He kind of, you know, gets guided along a little bit by Secret Service and other people, but it's very genuine. It's very sincere, and people just can't get enough of him here on the streets of Manhattan. And these are the people that are building the city. And, you know, these people have to check in and go to work, you know. So these are the people of New York that are struggling to make ends meet. You know, you have to make $200,000 a year to live in New York. It's very tough for these people. And he has a plan to bring back America's industrial base and manufacturing. He created, like, 419,000 manufacturing jobs as president, and I think that's his intention. We expect some remarks here. Crowd's all fired up. They are fired up over here.
Let's see if we can hear the remarks that the president's going to say. We're going to see if we can hear this time. Does he have a podium set up there, David?
Well, there's a pool camera and a mic set up to the left of me here. I'm hoping he'll come back over here and field some questions, because, you know, we've got important stuff to ask him, you know, and how does it make him feel being locked up in a courtroom all day while Biden gets to crisscross the country? How does it make him feel when anti-Israel and anti-Semitist, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protesters are, you know, berating and cornering our police and overwhelming them in the streets of Manhattan? And what's going on here is really disgraceful. And then, you know, it's up to 190,000 illegals have come here since June of 2022. The city's spending an extra $13 billion over 2 years, threatening to cut services 15% across the board in Manhattan. The police force at lower levels than in many decades, at 29,200 police officers a month retiring. Only, you know, a few thousand of them have been replaced out of the 3,000 that retired last year. Many of them retiring before they get vested. They're not even waiting for their 20, 25 years because they're not getting the support. And they got to play social worker. And there's psychotic, crazy types of crimes here. And robberies, misdemeanor assaults, and felony assaults are all up again this year. And if Alvin Bragg really cared about women and women's rights and all this stuff that he claims, you know, that Trump's a predator and everything, he would care about the 800 women that have been raped in New York City since January of 2023. 7,000 people have been assaulted already since the new year in New York. And then we have the transit crime and the problems like that, the bail reform, the judicial confusion here, letting people out after they stab people 2 hours later. So, you know, there's just a lot to digest. There's so much going on in New York City right now, but it's a bellwether for the rest of the country and where we're heading.
It is a bellwether for the rest of the country where we're heading. As I have said repeatedly here over the last many weeks, and certainly in the last few days, what's happening on the campus of Columbia is a symptom of a much bigger problem. What's happening at USA is a symptom of a much bigger problem. And what's happening to Donald Trump in the courtrooms from Manhattan to Georgia and all the different places where these 91 felony indictments have been handed down, that is a symptom of a bigger problem. I mean, when every attorney you listen to says there's no case here, says it is a manufactured case, when people like Jonathan Turley say this is an absolutely absurd case and there is nothing to hang your hat on, you've resurrected a... What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com, or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right. Your Well is the renewable green energy source for your well-connected hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get